Welcome to Entrepreneurs, The Playbook. I'm here with the amazing Shane So. He is the CEO and founder of So Capital. Welcome, Shane, to The Playbook.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, so it's so exciting to have you here because it's the new age of business. And obviously, you're an expert in your space, real estate, commercial, residential, and facilitating great growth. You said something interesting in the green room with me. You said, hey, Dave, you know, I've heard that, you know, real estate will make you a millionaire, but it's M&A that will make you a billionaire. I will tell you that that's absolutely true. But there's also something that will assist you in building what you already know. And that's social media. That's personal brand. That's the reason we do podcasts. And
100%.
You fit into the, believe it or not, stereotypical brand today, digital brand that actually has meaning, not just looking for followers. People think you're funny or sexy or whatever reason they follow you. But I'm talking about true engagement of business development. And although you tend to think of yourself as an introvert, what has opened your mind to in the last few months starting to pursue your own personal brand?
Well, I mean, I guess for the few people that did know that I did real estate, I realized that people were reaching out to me every once and saying, hey, I heard you do real estate. I've got this deal. Or, hey, you know, my mom's trying to sell this home. They think I'm a realtor sometime. You know?
Yeah.
And I was like, man, they're bringing me deals. And then I saw Grant Cardone, Ty Lopez, and people like you guys online doing your personal brand. I said, I wonder how many deals they're getting. And then I started doing just a little bit. And sure enough, within a couple months, I had some people reaching out, brought me in. We bought an 18 unit from that. We brought some, you know, some other a car wash from that. So I was like, man, this is, it's pretty powerful. So I decided to lean in on it for sure.
I love car washes, by the way. And anytime it used to be parking lots that were majority of them individually owned. The real estate's valuable, but more importantly, the automation automatically makes 30 to 40%.
That's right. Yes,
people
sir.
Steal money for some odd reason when you got cash businesses. And now through automation and subscription-based car washes, there's huge potential.
Yeah, I heard they had the monthly subscriptions now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ours was a self-serve. I wanted to have the tunnel, though.
But
M&A, and I do want to do M&A. I feel like that's good to make more money, and then you can preserve it in real estate maybe, you know, kind of back and forth.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to learn from you guys, personal branding, M&A, and I know you're a big real estate guy too. So
love it. Well, you know, the reason I am a big real estate guy is that understanding history and especially our own government, you know, a lot of people don't realize I have a law degree, and one of the things I learned in real estate law was that the Constitution was meant to protect the landowner. And all the laws since the Constitution have been aimed or geared at protecting the landowner.
That's right. Yes,
and all the financing regulations and rules, they protect and also amplify the landowner. And there's so many different strategies that have a framework that you just have to follow. Unlike the stock market, unlike other things that we can invest in, there's a lot less variables that can cause you to increase your risk. One of my strategies over the years, and you know, I've lost in 2008, I lost over $100 million and went bankrupt. Oof. So I learned, I paid for my dummy tax and learned my lesson.
Oh, wow.
And the lesson I really learned, besides asking for help, which I'm going to get to next, is a strategy that if you buy real estate that you never have to sell, if you're in a secured position where you never have to sell that piece of property, there's no way you'll lose money on it. That is a true belief I have in real estate, which you can't tell me anything else that you can buy that you don't have to sell other than insurance, you know, whole life in an IUL or something.
Yes.
There's very few assets like that. What's the strategy that you've learned because you have done extremely well in real estate, all types of real estate? Is there some truisms that you can share with us?
Yeah. So whenever I first started, I didn't have any credit and I didn't really have a lot of capital. So, and it's funny enough because it came, going back to personal branding, it came from this old video of this old man, had horrible audio, horrible visuals, and he talked about how young people can get into real estate. And sadly, I can't find this video anymore. We've been trying to find, but the thing that really got me was not just the cool strategies, because you hear all these cool strategies and people making it sound good, but was the fact that they had no risk or had reduced risk. And it was talking about seller financing. So what, yeah. Now I do cash, traditional stuff too, but getting started, I definitely went the creative route. So his video was talking about how you would talk to a seller and say, hey, look, would you be willing to sell to me? And they basically would become the bank. So I didn't have to worry about my credit. I didn't have to worry about taxes or anything like that.
And they didn't have to worry about security because they still own the property.
That's right. And if a tree fell on it, you know, they're lost payee. You know, and I feel like that's a win-win. And a lot of times for the seller, we can spread their capital gains over an amount of time or not pay any at all for a while if I pay interest only. So I like that aspect. Also, if I had to pay, let's just say that a seller gave me terms and said, Shane, I want $20,000 down for my property. I'm like, well, I got to come out 20 grand. I could lose that if something went south. But then he talked about the dispo. So I followed that exactly. So let's just say there's a house for $300,000 and I have to put $20,000 down. I have it under contract. I would lease option it to someone else for $400,000 and take $50,000, you know, so then I can pay the 20, make the 30 there, you know, and I'd cash flow a little bit. And then if things did go wrong and I couldn't fulfill, or if there was a balloon I couldn't fulfill or something, I would just give the property back to the seller in better conditions. I haven't had that happen yet because I always, if something did happen, I always build a relationship with the seller or I would cash out them later. But I like to do anything where I could reduce risk in that manner. So my credit, I'm not personally guaranteeing the loans.
Right.
And we did, out of the 400 homes we have, that's about 80% we did through seller financing. Two of the apartment complexes we got are through seller financing. So I just feel like at least my whole livelihood, nothing's personally guaranteed. So I don't have as much risk.
Yeah, well, I had that risk, which is how you end up losing everything once you start personally guaranteeing things. It's not a good situation.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't around in real estate in 2008, 2010. Was that a tough time? It was crazy.
It was crazy. It was a depression. But you learn lessons. It saved my life. And luckily, I changed my strategy and my perspective. And one of the lessons that I learned is something it sounds like you started with a lesson of it's okay to ask for help. You were looking at this antiquated video.
Yes.
It seemed as if you were more interested than interesting. See, I was not in real estate. I made a lot of money in technology.
Oh, wow.
And real estate was like the side hustle that made me more money than my regular hustle. More importantly, I don't ski mountain, a golf course, over $100 million in property that probably would be worth over $1 billion today if I didn't lose them all. I'm here where I'm at because I learned that not only is it important to help other people get to where they want to be, mm-hmm. which is something that I see you doing, which is why mm-hmm. I'm going to be at your event where you're helping so many people mm-hmm. as well. And in the end of May, we're going to be in Atlanta together. And, you're putting a big investment, talk about risk, putting a big investment mm-hmm. together and a lot of time to do an event to help other people. Mm-hmm. Everybody, I think, loves to help others, but asking for help is true humility. It's hard to ask for help, but you seem from the beginning to be looking for help.
I search for it. I always, fun enough, whenever we reached out through Nick, I don't know if he told you, but we said, we really want that guy's kind of like that uncle vibe. And that's why we really
Uncle David.
Wanted. Yeah, Uncle Dave, right? And so what we wanted is, and we're kind of picky with our speakers. Like I said, I've only been doing this since June, and then this event's May 30th. So in 1 year, we have done two conferences. We did a Atlanta real estate conference. We had about 320, 330 people come. This one in May, we're shooting for hopefully 800 to 1,000.
Beautiful.
And we're trying not to make it too much of a pitch fest. So I don't like that. I like people that give value. We wanted people that wanted to help because that's really what I wanted. And just being transparent, this is what I'm doing is because I lost 100 grand on my conference in December and we'll probably lose on this one, but because we're over budget significantly. But what it is the opportunities. I've been to conferences where I sat down. I may not have got something out of the speaker. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But the people I met there.
Yes.
I forged partnerships. I bought deals from them. They bought deals from me. I helped them. And I said, you know what? If we can do an event where we could help people, maybe we'll find a future partner, or maybe they'll never do business with us, but they'll talk good about us. And then I just feel good. It's just one of those vibes, you know, and I just see it to be very important. And it is hard to find people that will humble themselves and ask. Sometimes people's talking about all the fluff, but they won't tell you about what's really going on. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's important. We talked earlier about why I do so much content, and I explained, mm-hmm. one, the experience. Your event, May 30th in Atlanta, is going to be an incredible experience that people get. There's value in experiences. People show up to SoFi Stadium for the experience of going to a game or a concert.
I need to go there one day.
Well, you're my guest. We have a suite there, and you can be my guest and a studio. We can do some content and a mastermind center, so we could do a mastermind together and have you speak as well. The second is business development, which is obvious. Most real estate guys like yourself that are savvy and successful understand the importance of business development. The area that has helped me the most, and the other people like Grant and Ty and, you know, Andy Dane Carter and Brad Lee and all of my friends, Bill Yu and Itzler, is we understand this idea of post-production content. Mm. And that's an area where not only can you have an event and have speakers and workshops and business development, but the amount of content that should be taken and captured, modified, amplified, and perpetuated should have exponential value. Talk about the 10X. Whatever happens in my life, including this interview live, this is experience, great business development. I'm sure you and I will invest together and do a ton of stuff together.
For sure.
But what really excites me is that a lot of the clips from this, the post-production content, will be out there for the next 10 years. And people will get the Uncle Dave vibe and get to see you and then call me and say, hey, can you introduce me to Shane? That happens every day of my life because I understand the amplification and perpetuation of these events. And I'm going to, because I'm involved at May 30th and want everybody to come out that's in, especially that area in the South, you're going to learn how much happens after the event.
Yeah, and I'm so new. You were telling me that in the green room about all the clips and stuff. And I said, man, that makes a lot of sense because we've been utilizing it very little. I need to really lean in on it, and I'm going to learn from you. And like I said, that event's for one day, but like you said, it could last 10 years or more. You know, that's even more ROI and value. Yeah.
Well, there's three areas that I think most real estate and investors need to practice and understand. And I'm going to ask you about all three of them and what you're doing today.
Oh, please.
Yeah. I'm going to start with the first one, which is the obvious one. I'm sure everyone asks you all the time is, what are you doing today with AI to help in your business?
Funny enough, I use ChatGPT maybe 6 to 8 times a day. That's as much AI as I know.
That's a lot.
I use it to kind of either, if I'm doing terms on a document, you know, some of those are tricky. So I want to make sure I cover my place there. I'm trying to do some good ebooks when we do events. Honestly, I use it in place of Google. So I've done 10, I guess it limits it.
Yeah.
10 minutes. I've done 10 minute audios and then I'll just keep adding on it. So I've done that. We used AI one time whenever we do like clips. Apparently, it didn't do as perfect, but it did a little bit.
Did you ever use it for comps or for any type?
I did. I said, "What is the
suppliers.
Future comps?
Oh,
what
yeah.
do this will do?" Yeah, because I bought a property. We got a seller. Actually, the house you'll come. We're doing a mansion dinner, me and you.
Yeah.
Atlanta, and that house I bought was seller financing, $7 million. And it had a comp at 12. And I said, no, I don't believe it. So I used ChatGPT to kind of justify where it would be worth in like 4 years, 5 years. And it said, oh, it'll be worth about 13. And it's probably worth around 11 to 13 now. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
So yeah, I love, I'm new to AI though.
Yeah. Well, we all are.
Yeah.
But stick to it because I think that's one of the areas you have to learn. Second one, I believe that we have to read more. And I'll tell you why. One, that exercises the muscle that's most utilized in real estate. It's called the imagination muscle. And your self-image, your self-image is based off of your imagination. And if we read, we practice using our imagination because obviously what
we're
reading is not there. And it also helps to determine real from fake, which is going to be another great attribute, skill set that will help people succeed in the future. Mm-hmm. So do you have a favorite book is my question. You don't have to say mine, Connected to Goodness.
Oh, I haven't read yours. I'm going to read it though. Yeah, there's one called The Banker's Code that I really enjoy.
Banker's Code? You don't remember who wrote it?
I think Antone. His last name's Antone.
Okay, I'm
really
check
like
it out.
And that's not like, I mean, it's a good basic book, but it was one of those books that opened up my mind. I enjoyed ABC's of Real Estate Investment by Kim McElroy a while back.
Good book. any other books like Think and Grow Rich?
I bought that one. Actually, fun enough, I was with Ty at Barnes & Noble, and he said, yeah, that's one of I bought. I haven't read
that
one yet.
I'm the chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute, so those are my favorite books. Think and Grow Rich. Dove, I'll send you a copy of that.
I'd love it. Yeah, and just to be quite honest, I'm not the biggest reader all the time, but I read it occasionally.
I listen to books, so I don't even read them
anymore. Yeah, okay, I was about to say, that's where I'm more of an audio.
I can stretch, do balance. Okay. All right, last question. If I could get my kids to do anything for their future success, it would be to knock on 150 doors every day for a year, 7 days a week. I think the education and the skill sets that they would learn from door knocking, like trying to buy real estate for whatever it is, solar, you know, pest control, whatever we're selling door to door today, even Girl Scout cookies, I don't care. But I think that one of the key skill sets that's missing today that is going to be kind of like electricians are going to be paid way more, plumbers are going to, because it's a dying trade. Door knockers,
They get
everything. They're going to get everything. And people that are, you know, they talk about the last mile. I call it the last minute. Those people that are the last minute people that deal in the last minute at your door, in your home, that know how to do this shit exponentially. I can tell already by your attitude, how important is the skill set of door knocking?
It's just so funny that you said that because, if you haven't been to one of my workshops yet, but my main advice to everyone, I said, just to be honest and transparent, if you make 100 contacts, like talk to 100 sellers, you'll learn more from that than from any class that you go to. So it's just funny. I agree with you at 100%. In fact, my staff... Okay, I'll tell you the three things I've done with my staff. Okay, number one, I gave each of them $100. I said, come back tomorrow with $200. And I saw them go out and either buy chocolates or buy water to make them interact with people.
Yeah.
So I'm a big believer in that. The second thing I would make them do, and it's funny to say, is, and there's one where I would give him shout out, Ryan, because he really went off on this, is I made him go door to door. And not just come and say, hey, my name is Ryan. What do you have for me to do? I said, knock on the door and point out something on the house. Like, hey, your gutters are full. Your windows are dirty. Like, point out. Say, hey, I was driving by and I saw this. Would you mind if I do it? Like, show them that you can get value, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I just think it's really interesting that you said. And then the third thing was the contacts. Like, I make them reach out to so many people per night is what I had done, you know, and how many, you know. So you learn virtually, like on the phone, like talking to people that way, in person, and then make them do sales just on the street or however they need to. I just thought it was really neat that you said that.
Yeah.
And then for my real estate guys, I had a wheel, and it was Colin and Tim, and I spun a wheel, and it landed on a random city, and they had to go there for 7 days and get a deal and come back. So it made them go out and make them choose to do it within a time frame, and they knew the goal, and they had to go talk. And Colin, I don't know if you met Colin yet. We sent videographers with them.
See, now we're talking my language, right? Yeah. Post-production content. Where are those videos? We posting up the clips from that? We have music behind it?
Yeah. Oh, and I'd love to get your advice on it. Because even in the airport, he was yelling, hey, I'm about to fly. Because I think he spun and hit Tampa, Florida. And he yelled in there, I'm going to tell, I've got to get a deal with, does anyone in here do real estate? And he ended up finding people. And, you know, they did it through networking events. Tim as well. I know you know Tim.
Yeah.
And he went and talked and networked with other wholesellers.
How many deals did they get?
They got one. They got one in 7 days. Yeah.
It's a matter of intention. Yeah. I'm proud of them as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's so interesting how the world has changed, but it still comes back to the basics. We can use AI just to make humans more human. Reading is still fundamental. And then the oldest and greatest profession, whether it's in person, on the phone, via email, or even media, traditional or social, you got to ask. You got to knock on doors. Yes, you got to learn to sell. Selling is one of the greatest skill sets that I utilize and help other people utilize to get where they want to be or better so that they can help other people get to where they want to be or better. That's why I like Shane So Capital. Check him out. Come see us May 30th at his great event. We're going to have a masterful mansion dinner together as well besides the event in Atlanta. Where can people reach out to you for our event?
All right. So if you guys go to thepivotsummit.com, in fact, we've given everyone 50% off if they put Meltzer in the promo code. Come see you guys.
Awesome.
And then if you guys want to follow me at Shane So, S-H-A-N-E-S-E-O. That's my Instagram, YouTube, and all that stuff.
Great last name. New, so. SEO. He's the optimizer of real estate and wealth. Check out Shane So. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, sir.
David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.